I don't know if she ever ran into any of your circles. I didn't think so for you. You're a wild card. I don't know. But if you guys want to saddle up to the microphones a little bit, they pivot. Don't worry, they move easily.
I like the spit guard. That's nice.
And you can definitely pull on them to get it closer to you, because you kind of need to get up in its business a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, see how close I am to the mic. That's going to be your comfortable. That's going to pick you up really nice. And
If you lean back a little bit, because you want to make sure with those mics, they're very directional. So, like, if you're leaning to the side of it, you can't hear it as well as if you're...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you've got headphones there if you want to use
those. Exactly, and you can hear yourselves in stereo.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
It's a perk.
It's an interesting experience to start with, yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Though your mic is kind of strafing off to the side. Let me...
Are we going to have, like, an acclimating conversation first? Like,
yes. Yep.
We're kind of doing the mic check right now.
We're getting into... Getting comfortable with the mics and such, so...
I do need to get you to lean forward.
It's good luck.
Need you to lean forward just ever so bit, because...
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Oh, wait, about there is perfect.
There. Right at you.
Yeah. So, yep.
And the other thing to work on is orbiting, which is the weirdest thing to do. Instead of just kind of looking at you and having a conversation, I actually have to kind of orbit around to make sure.
Orbit the mic.
It's your friend.
Talk to the mic.
That's right. That's right.
Unique New York.
And I do clean the spit guard, so you can get as intimate as you really need to.
I'll keep my distance, thanks.
Oh, and if you do have a beverage, make sure to use one of these handy dandy coasters, so it doesn't sound like this.
Is it too late to get on board with the Primo?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I can get that. If you don't mind, thank you.
That'd be good.
I should probably review the paperwork here before I.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, let's see. I should probably grab you that tablet so that you can.
Right upon something.
Talent. Oh, see, right away you're making assumptions.
New version of the joke.
So,
heard that one before?
Not a new one.
There's always one of two people that fills out the new paperwork, usually says it. And it's always fun when we have two on and both of them do it. But, I mean, realistically, after this, both of you will be in the clear forever having to fill out paperwork with us again. So,
thank you. I'll sign anything for a grain belt.
Yeah.
No matter what it says.
You could even get two or three or a harp or an Oberon or Strongbow or
Oberon. Wasn't that guy in Thor?
Oberon.
Something like that.
I feel like Oberon
way.
Is no Oberon. Midsummer Nights
is the king of the fairies.
Oh, no, it's not Shakespeare.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvel. What's the difference, really?
Yeah. Of course, Shakespeare wrote for. Yeah,
they're both popular.
After enough Oberons, they all meld together anyway.
Yeah,
or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, I take that. Yeah, you're right.
Oberons.
Trying to think of something. Because I mean, most of our mic checks in the past have been. Abstract, like just.
Yeah, we've kind of moved away from the mic check topic idea.
Well, then we better go concrete for this one.
Maybe.
Just for fun, bring it back for one.
Yeah.
Back to basics.
Concrete or asphalt.
Okay. Here we go. I got one. It's late enough out that it'll still be applicable. 4th of July, either plans or favorite plans of the past.
Oh, wow.
Because.
Favorite memories from 4th of July?
Or,
you're anticipating?
A lot of ours are repeaters, so. In terms of concept, not execution, obviously.
Right.
Don't mind me, I'm doing paperwork. I'll be back in a while.
So, I mean, just to get the ball rolling, I can start with, there was the 4th of July at Erdman's party, which...
Last year's?
No. Way.
Oh, way back.
Way back. Where we were all crazy kids.
Yeah. We blew up the Dr. Pepper can.
Yeah.
And we launched a whole mess of bottle rockets. And...
The big game of Circle of Death.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
And then the really big follow-up game of Circle of Death that moved up into the kitchen.
Yeah. What? Was that 4th of July or was that just before the 4th?
Did you... you got both of them?
I mean, I know we did the fireworks on the 4th, but...
I missed the second one.
There you go. See, most people don't know that it's two-sided, but...
I'm an art major. I don't really do these things.
Paperwork.
Lines. I have to color in these lines.
I feel like that was 4th of July.
Okay. The Circle of Death, I'm wondering about whether that was...
Maybe that was just party at Erdman's.
Yeah.
But they all kind of...
It's close enough in that
melt
time
together.
Because I feel like there was a July 1st or 2nd shindig that I arranged.
Oh, yeah, because it was the weekend before because your parents were gone.
Right.
Can I just take a moment and compliment you, Dan, on this pen? This is a beautiful pen.
It's the ink. Yeah, flow, it's actually hers. I was going to say, I don't recognize that pen.
Flow ratio.
As a producer for this show,
extremely impressive.
Being prepared.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noted.
Very
luxurious. Noted.
There you go. You get credit in some sort of fashion. Yeah. Oh.
That's a really overdrawn.
Just for all you out there, that's a Uniball Vision Elite 0.07 millimeter as opposed to 0.05.
Let's see. Jeff has now had a plug-in for Grain Belt and that pen.
Gotta pay the bills.
Let's see how many more product placements we can get into this mic check. This Gatorade is delicious, by the way.
Appearances, delicious. Law, $150 fine, consenting to something, beverages, signature.
But otherwise...
It's refreshing my electrolytes.
I mean, realistically, most of our 4th of July's revolve around the commons, being right up at the edge of the lake and having to claim that spot at like 4 in the afternoon, which sucks, but is worth it in the end.
Oh yeah,
after
for sure.
Traffic as well.
And we find ways to entertain ourselves, of course. And last year, as some of you may remember, we had our 4th of July games little episode, special episode from the commons. And the thing that kind of bums me out about this year is, you know, Minnesota Orchestra is not going to be there.
What?
They're still in the lockout.
I totally advertised that to somebody.
I think it's the Buffalo Orchestra or...
They still occasionally perform. I'm actually an employee of the orchestra. And so as a representative of the...
oh, please fill us in.
Of the Orchestral Association, I think I'm supposed to... say nasty things about the performers, but no, they still perform. They're just have their own.
They're unaffiliated in a way,
right?
They are technically, in professional sense, members of the Minnesota Orchestra.
They have actually a group title like locked out members of the X Orchestra.
Oh, they're renegades.
They're like Lock X Orc something, but they'll get their shit together by next year, I'm sure.
We're explicit.
Can I use profanity? Okay.
And this is a mic check too, right. So you're double fine.
Oh, we can swear.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Usually we don't really hit our quota, so you're helping. I'm not seeing it. I might call shenanigans on that, but I actually have to look it up. Unless you're watching it.
Bong.
Sorry, I was just shown some news, and I would like to, I'll take that as well, and then. Whoop. Oh my god, you're right. Oh my god, you're right. Oh my god, you're right. Oh my god, you're right.
So, two signatures and a waiver.
Okay, I have news.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good transaction.
I'm on the second, so, you know, one for one.
Izzy, so what are your favorite 4th of July memories, or what do you
or something that you're
about?
Okay,
what
well, this year? Yeah. You know, I think it's hard to top the explosion of Dr. Pepper cans. but however... back in the day, my sister went to Hamline University, and we lived next to a frat house. I'm not sure which one, but over the holiday weekend, we were just out in the backyard, and people were starting bonfire in the driveway or whatever. But then we hear these screaming, and then the neighbors at this frat house, they're all dressed up like pirates, and they're making people walk this plank that they've precariously put together like off their front porch, and so like they've got like lightsabers and everything and like hooks, and they're screaming for people to jump off the plank into the yard. Yeah,
Okay, so I totally like tried to take this in a completely different direction, so I'm glad it kind of turned tame at the end there. Because I was picturing like the police are out there because they're pushing people out of a second story window
into
an infant's pool.
No, absolutely not.
Like just a frat.
These are like plastic lightsabers, so I mean, if anyone was going to tell them they were hurting each other, it'd probably be their moms. So I mean, it was just too. You know, yeah. And you know, that's back in the day when you're all drinking Steel Reserve and
or Beast.
Beast, oh. Yeah. You know.
So. I think there's a case of Beast in my parents' basement.
Why? Why?
Because Moira wanted to buy beer for beer pong after one of the derby parties.
Oh.
And she just picked the cheapest stuff she could find.
I hear it ages well.
Ages well.
Well, I think it's
a case of 78 Beasts in the basement, deep storage.
I'm pretty sure that this is going on year two at least, so I'm kind of scared. A little bit.
Give it a couple more, you know? You'll be vintage. You'll be big on eBay.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, when you described you're walking the plank thing, it
costumes
sounds,
as well? Costumes?
Oh, yeah. And you know, it was nice because it was like this mashup of three really great things, you know, 4th of July weekend, but Star Wars, clearly.
And Star Wars,
you know,
yes.
Classic, of course, good fallback. But then also, you know, they were trying to do a twist of their own thing and be pirates as well. So it just kind of turned into this really interesting theme. I don't even know if it's a theme party, but it worked.
It was organic. It just sort of became what it was, perhaps.
I feel like the first aquatic thing I would think of would be the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
So, but I feel maybe instead they thought that dressing up like Native Americans might be perceived as offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So pirates would be the next logical step. So I approve.
Native Americans are pretty offensive. I agree, Dan.
No, I mean 4th of July is like, hey, we got our independence in somebody else's land.
Wait, what were they walking the plank into?
Just the
yard.
Yeah, just the yard.
You know, they're
which
just jumping
I'm trying
into
to form
yard.
A mental image.
Yeah, no, just like jumping into the yard off of this.
2x4?
Yeah, 2x4.
Something probably a little bit larger.
Precariously built, of course.
That's
you know,
very
college
cool.
College students being
pretty cool.
Creative.
Maybe like a beer pong table that's just been collapsed.
It be
not like
yeah.
a
walk.
A lake or a pool of jello or a...
Yeah, I made it so much worse than what it actually was. It's like, oh, there's water here somewhere.
Well, with the 4th of July, I was imagining like Roman candles on
an
either
American
side
flag.
Of the plank or
could
something
walk the
like
plank
that.
And be, you know, fall down into
or shoot them
a
off
blanket
to get
of American
them.
Yeah. flags. I don't know.
But I mean, it around Hamlin, so
exactly.
not as bad.
Okay.
Well, and I was
at
lucky
least,
enough
I think.
To... So that's definitely mine, because A, I hadn't drank enough Steel Reserve, so I could still remember that beautiful moment. But then
right.
also that I remembered, you know, that I could look back on that 4th of July memory fondly.
Okay, I have a follow-up question for everyone before we get to another one. Cheapest beer you've ever purchased that you can recall.
Oh, gross.
Because mine is... that. Yeah, that wasn't free. Mine was a 30 case of Red Dog.
Oh,
Red
man.
Dog.
And that was an intentional purchase. I did not do it accidentally. I did not do it out of a stupor. It was just like, this is cheap. I want beer. Red Dog.
Okay, so we're not saying cheapest case of beer. We're saying cheapest case of, like, horrible beer.
This is, like, literal, like, cheapest Walmart-y kind of feel. Kind of, you feel dirty about getting it, but at the same time, there was definitely intentions in...
Are we ruling out 3-2-2? Are we saying that's
Zoom
not...
Tight.
Bless you.
Yes. I feel like something where you had an intent.
Okay.
I think the cheapest shitty booze I ever bought was... I was part of the Trinity College Surf Club, and we'd go on, you know, to different places where you could surf, and we were in Cornwall.
Closer to the mic, yeah.
We were in Cornwall in Great Britain, and... we found these things at the liquor store called Hurricane Cider, and it was essentially malt liquor disguised as cider, and it was in not 2 liter but 3 liter
bang.
Plastic bottles. Like imagine a 2 liter Sprite bottle but 1 liter more, and it was white. It was the color white. It was clear,
oh,
like Sprite, and it I mean, I've never drank piss before, but I'm guessing that that would be kind of what it's like.
Carbonated piss.
Yes. But we literally bought the place out.
Wow.
A hurricane. And it let me tell you, it was a hurricane.
Dan just stopped to reflect for a moment. Like, let's go back to that moment.
No, but my question was, like, I'm picturing, I went back to you say, picture the 2 ounce, or two liter. Was it just, like, vertically, literally a liter taller, or, like, robust?
It was
or
proportionally larger.
Okay, in, so it's just like that, but it's like, it's
the fat cousin.
The engineers behind the hurricane did an excellent job of reproportioning the 2 liter bottle to
they just scaled it.
Oh, wait. Cheap Cub soda, wasn't that 3?
Maybe.
Can anyone back me up on that?
I don't know.
I thought that one was, like, because it was the first Dr. Pepper knockoff I ever found that had, like, a lactic acid in it, so I couldn't drink it.
Like a Dr. Chill or something
Along those lines. I swear it was 3 liters.
Okay.
Huh. Mr. Pibb?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that is Pibb Extreme.
Okay.
He, I don't know, went through a midlife crisis, I guess.
Yeah.
Mr. Pibb.
I guess the, I'll just say Busch Light. Because that was kind of what was available and was kind of the go-to beer when it was just like a you don't care what you're drinking.
That's what the Luther kids play beer pong to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bush League, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, pretty much. So
during the Bush presidency, I can assume.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, it would part of the time. Yeah.
Official beer of the United States of America.
Half the time.
That is Coors Light. Take it back.
Oh, no, for those 8 years, I assume Coors Light. Well, isn't that the Rockies? Cold is the Rockies. Maybe official beer of much more. I don't know. I'm no expert.
Jeff.
You were so ready to defend, but it's like, wait. Crap.
You got to pick your battles. Back off on this one.
I said it with such certainty. I have such faith in Coors Light.
Coors Light's not bad. As they go. Cold is the Rockies.
As they go.
With new...
but it's not as great as Grain Belt Premium.
Hell yeah.
There we go. I've thrown one in too.
Premium is right on the label, so you know it's good.
Brewed in St. Paul, Minnesota. For some long, I don't know.
Jeff, what are your favorite memories or anticipations for the 4th?
Yeah, sorry, I hijacked that for a second.
Let's see. To be honest, it's tough to go back much further than the last couple of years.
It happens.
You know, south of the Minnesota River is a magical and wonderful land called Prior Lake that I had never discovered until later in life. You know, growing up around Excelsior and stuff, you just don't hear about it very much, but it's just like Lake Minnetonka, except trashier, in a good way.
It's not like Lake Minnetonka in the sense that it is the prior lake, the previous lake.
Something like that, but yes. The entire year's life living in Prior Lake is kind of in build-up and preparation for the 4th of July. It's very much the thing, and they throw a good one down there. It's nice.
She'll be back. Yes, sorry, she's had to answer a phone call, so.
Oh, I was like, bye.
She'll be back.
Okay.
She took all of our keys.
I tried to ride a stand-up jet ski and totally failed.
I don't know.
I kind of managed to kind of half skim down the shoreline with my butt sticking out, not standing upright, and everyone's looking out, and like, oh, there goes another Minnetonka kid.
Yeah, I feel like I couldn't do the stand-up. I had to do the straddle anytime I was on
something,
the jet ski.
Something just didn't mentally click for me. It was like the neuromuscular connection just wasn't there, and I don't know.
It looks like fun, but yeah, I'll take the seated variety.
I looked like an ass.
Because, you know, it's like the... The what's it? The thing that doesn't fall over that Bush crashed. The, it's gyroscopic, got two wheels, I can't think of it.
Segway.
It's a Segway of the water.
Oh, wait, no.
You kind of look like a tool unless you know really how to do it.
I got one.
Unless you're on a Segway and you look like a tool regardless.
Well, that's if you have the helmet on and everything.
1/4 of July.
Elbow pads.
Segway tour.
I was cat-sitting for a gay couple in East Belfast.
I like where this is going.
Which is the affluent kind of Protestant area east of Belfast. It's a rich suburb. And I was there for like 3 weeks just with the cats. And it was the 4th of July. Of course, they don't celebrate the 4th of July.
Right.
So I went down to the pub, and it was Wimbledon going on, or one of those tennis matches.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Andy Roddick versus Federer. And it was like 10 matches in the overtime. It was an incredible match.
I remember that one.
And I remember, you know, as I went down to the pub to have my pint for the 4th of July and kind of, you know, after a while said to the guy next to me, "It's the 4th of July today. Did you know that?" And he kind of looked at me like, "What?
Yeah, I know what the date
drugs
is.
Is this guy on?" Like, yeah, okay. So that was a fun 4th.
A unique 4th.
I also looked like an ass on that 4th, too. I've set a precedent for that, apparently.
Just one major act each year. It's almost like you're Santa of 4th of July, but it's kind of an interesting payoff.
Santa of making an ass of myself on the 4th of July. I wonder what I'll do this year.
You've got time to plan.
Go on a radio show or something like that.
Jeff's gift to the world.
You have time to plan. Now is when you have to really execute.
Like, I'm picturing blueprints covering walls.
Absolutely.
A couple maps.
What can I do?
Make this year better than the last two.
I think schematic. Last year's was I was with my family and I made an awkward comment.
Here we go.
An awkward joke concerning pornography that nobody laughed at. And there was the awkward silence.
Those are the worst.
It's really great when you're on the outside of that. Like, you see it happening, but you're no way involved. You're just, like, kind of walking by, and you're just like...
And you don't even want to give them anything, you know? Like, nothing so that they feel like at least someone out there understands, you know?
No, I mean, like, totally disconnected. Like, this is cross-walking kind of thing. Like, you just kind of walk by, but you're there just the right moment. You hear the punchline, and then the ice that's kind of frosting around is just like,
So you just keep going. That perspective, you can fully appreciate the awkwardness and laugh your ass off at it.
You can sit
calm. But respectfully, yes, exactly.
And those are the worst for me because I have a horrible poker face. So I don't realize that I'm telling a bad joke or in poor color. And I mean, I guess lack of foresight, I don't realize that I am. And so I have a poor poker face. So I'm already kind of laughing a little bit. And then when no one does... it's just me just kind of like smiling to myself, which is
well, the thing was it not only was it in poor taste, but it also just wasn't funny,
right?
You know, so I didn't even have that going for me.
It was
me.
A no-win scenario.
How do you come back from that situation?
They're your family, they don't get
And there's no gratuitous laugh because no one in your family owes you that.
Instead of crickets, there were fireworks in the distance.
Well, that's,
but faint
that's
and
something. Happy
in
4th
the periphery.
Of July.
Yeah. So, Adam, you never really like officially threw down.
Yeah. You know, I've had some great memories from the 4th of July. Of course, one of them being the 4th of July that was at my house from way back, and lighting off those bottle rockets and the cool sound
that
they make
fun.
When they actually fly out of the bottle, and that whoom. And
the whistling.
Yeah. Super cool.
Do we have a sound effects guy in the show? Or girl? Or man?
We've
or woman?
Tried that, but we just get mad at each other because we get really excessive with it. Like, it's kind of get a trigger finger thing going.
Yeah.
Some people are really
it's
good
easy
at that.
To overdo it.
Yeah.
But they've got those sound effects people on A Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, yeah.
I love that show, but the sound effects people, I feel like they're not that impressive.
You were the person to introduce me into Foley artists. Like, I remember you commenting on that after Ratatouille.
Am I really getting credit for this?
You are getting official credit for this because you asked me
Noted.
About the Foley artist on Ratatouille. I was like, what?
Naturally, of course, it's a Pixar movie for me, too. Is it Pixar?
Yeah, that was Pixar.
Yeah, it was Pixar.
And it's just like, I have no idea. And so you explained it to me. And since then, I have paid so much close attention to Foley artists. Like, somebody had to make a noise for that thing. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be an amazing job to be a Foley artist. I'd love to do that.
There was a guy
but
in
how
Wisconsin
do you get
Dells
into that?
That was really good at that. It was like part of the Tommy Bartlett circuit. He was the sound effects guy. I don't remember his name, but that was cool.
I remember we honored the original Prairie Home Companion guy who passed away, and we did top Foley sounds or something along those lines.
Yeah, I don't
way back when. That was a mic check question. But how are things? How are things sounding? Good.
Things are looking good. Yeah.
So what's going to happen is now we have a quick break in case anyone needs another beverage or to use the bathroom, etc. And then from there we'll have a conversation for about 20-25 minutes. Take another break.
Hey, what was on that waiver I signed, by the way?
Basically, it says that we can use the images I took of you to promote the show. We can use the audio that we're recording right now to promote the show. We can use the audio to make the show.
There was something about a fine.
Oh, that's if you... Well, that's actually the other side. That's the non-disclosure and behavioral form. Basically, you can drink what you want. You can do what you want. But don't mess up the show to the point where we can't save it in any way, shape, or form. So, like, if you get trashed on Grain Belt, then, you know, that it's just, you know.
Is that how you guys make it, how you fund all the equipment?
How we make our money? Yeah.
Once in a while, I'll bring on a total asshole. And
actually, I was going to say that so far, nobody has broken that barrier yet, and we're hoping it never happens, but at the same time, we put that in there so that people have a ceiling to hit.
Yeah.
And we won't, because this is the 90th episode.
So exactly. This is a 10.
We'll save that for the 100th episode.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In 10 episodes, we'll come back and just ruin it.
We'll get Alex Cady on or something. And
oh, my God.
No.
He'll start shooting things.
What we'll do is we'll come back, and you dress up as Star Wars. I'll dress up as pirates, and we'll, you know, make them walk.
Jump off.
Yes.
Jump off.
See, again, third floor. I had already pictured it being horrible, and here we are.
Are you sure this kiddie pool is going to catch me?
Yeah, sure.
It's full of Jello. Come on.
So, we'll do the conversation, take another break, then we'll come back for Movie Bluff, which both of you have heard the new Movie Bluff, the buzz-in Movie Bluff.
I don't think I've heard the new one.
Okay, well, we'll explain that during that break, and then we'll be done. So, break time.